Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preachin' Matters, A Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon, and her preaching is entitled, What is the One Thing?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Now, as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. The Gospel of the Lord. I don't know about you all, but here's what I've learned in all the times I've heard this story. Don't be a Martha, be a Mary. Nope, don't be a Martha. Even though Jesus has just one verse earlier in the parable of the Good Samaritan called his disciples and everyone to live a life of diakonia, and Martha is doing exactly that, you'd think that the parable would have inspired all those disciples to get in the kitchen and help. Something's not right here. But then again, what if this isn't a story about Martha versus Mary at all? Martha is anxious and worried. She's the host, and she's responsible for the hospitality that her culture expects her to give to Jesus and his disciples. People will criticize her if everything doesn't go right. And why not? After all, we've been condemning her for 2,000 years. And yet, her service isn't bad. It's good. The issue is that Martha is asking Jesus to intervene with Mary, her sister, to use his authority to change what Mary is doing. But what Mary's doing is good too, even courageous. When Mary sits at Jesus' feet, she's claiming her proper place as his disciple. And Jesus affirms her place, even though as a woman she's upending a powerful cultural norm. Jesus' response actually shows both of them how to find the better part and the one thing. Everyone, the better part isn't a zero-sum choice between action and contemplation. This isn't a battle between serving and listening. It's a story of invitation. The one thing is to be the person God calls us to be, no matter what, for Martha and Mary and each of us to follow God's call with integrity and courage. Who is God calling you to be on this gorgeous Tuesday? What better part does Christ invite you to take? What one thing is the Holy Spirit offering to affirm who you are as beloved? That is the path of wholeness. That is what cannot be taken from you. So yes, Jesus was talking to Martha. Or was he? Remember those disciples he brought with him. His words about the better part, the one thing, about being embraced as God calls each one, are a powerful message to the disciples standing there in this house, and a powerful message to the church today.